machlokes between the Aruch and Tosfos, but the psik reisha lo nichalei is also psik reisha nichalei is mutter. And Bachon has this fundamental chakir, which will be the yisod of today's entire shir, which is what's the pshat in psik reisha. We go back a little bit. Davar sheni miskaven is the machlokes of Yudah Rav Shimon. Yudah says also Shimon says mutter. We pass like Rav Shimon. Davar sheni miskaven is mutter. The question becomes, why should psik reisha be any different? Yes, it's true. The Gemara says so unequivocally, although it's interesting to note that it says in the Gemara that Abaye Rabba Dama Tavayu Modra Bishimur Psegresha of Loyomus. That's at the end of the day. There was a point in time when Abaye didn't know about this. If you saw the Mara Makomas, I'm not sure how far you got along with the Mara Makomas. Abaye Richard didn't know that. Abaye thought that Rab Shimon will say, even in the case of Psik Resha, it's still mutter. Later on, he agreed to what Rabbi had to say, that Psik Resha is also even according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. But again, I'll show you the Gemara. It shows in a few places, but I'll show you one place, because many places where you can look. Take a look at this Gemara, Bosai. Shabbos is the Masechta that we're discussing primarily. Because this whole sugya is really a Shabbos, like a sugya, but it comes up in Ksubis. Take a look over here. Watch this. Omer Abaye, lo nitzshecha el him. Well, the question about Bris Mila. It's one of the proofs, by the way, that Davar Sheni Miskaven is not limited to Shabbos. Talk about the Easter of Bris Mila, right? Talking about this, we read about this today's parshas is about tzaras, right? Baharis. Bar says, "Adam Hashem Miskaven is us." Rava as a bay. Rava Omar. I feel the temper of Shimon. Rava Shimon Siresh Leonis. Ba baye lesle. Hi svara. Abaye with Abaye. Rava Shimon Siresh Leonis. Exclamation point. Basa the Shama me Rava Savra. So Abaye Rish didn't help us all the integration. We don't take integration for granted. Abaye we knew how to learn, right? And Abaye didn't help us integration. So we now Abaye is motivated to Rava. So integration by us is a double portion. Question is, of course, why? What's the lumpness of it? So one lumpness, the first time of the Chakira is integration is considered to be a mechaber. Why is integration considered to be a mechaber? I'm doing A and B results. If B may or may not result, that's classic double sharing mechaber. If B inevitably results, I do A, and I know B is going to result. Keep that in mind. I know B is going to result, so I'm a mechaber on B also. I mean, pshita. That's a simple way of reading it. So you could label it as a mechaber. Shon is mashmad already, it's something shon. But there's a more lumdish way of saying pshat. No, not at all. Not at all. My afkamina. Segregation lo nichale. Rabbi Chanan explained, you saw yesterday, that if you hold that lumdish first out of the chakira, Sikreshlo Nichole is mutter. Why? Can't call the guy a mechaber on what we call B. He doesn't care about B. B, either he doesn't care about it or he doesn't want it. You can't label it as a mechaber on B which he doesn't care about or doesn't want. So Sikreshlo Nichole is mutter. What's Pshat the other side of the Hakira? No. You're mechaber on A and on A only. Then the halacha comes and says that A and B is one and the same. We call our language Chad Mais. It's all one and the same. One action. It's labeled as one action because one inevitably has the other. As a result, doesn't matter if you want B. All you want is you want A. And A, B is one. So therefore, psikreshul nicholezos. Ad kana b'chonon, the same as chakir. Let's review the end of yesterday's year. So then we had a very interesting shayla about psikreshul of the rabbona. So let me show you first in Tosfos over here. Watch this Tosfos. Back to Tosfos. This is the following lashon over here. Look at this. Tosfos says, "V'leka lemeimar." Watch this. "V'leka lemeimar da filu b'psikreish of shari hocher abshim." Why? Why should that be? Should the Hacham Mayri be greater the Kalim the Lekel Yisur the Rabbanon? Shulchof v'kalach ayad k'nyama v'madlikin Shabbos Choftes. Don't tell me that the reason why it's mutter over here is called Rav Shimon. It's because the Rabbanon, emphasis the Rabbanon is mutter. No, it can't be true. Why isn't it true? The b'shmaita ma'is yelov and midi d'araisa me'ila v'kalayim s'vupora. There's a Chumash Hadeshim. This Lek Alameimar indicates that if it would be a real Rabbanon, Psik Reisha would be permissible. Because yesterday Shia, we saw yesterday Shia, we had the Raya he brought from the Mordechai and Shabbos, about Kocho, but Carmel is, it's often, it's the Chazalis and often the Tarsus, in Psachim Chafei and Bebeis. Keep this in mind. Yet, we saw yesterday that Allah Halamais, the Mishnah Brua Pass, the Psik Reisha, the Rabbanon is, in fact, also, and the question became, what's the Habamina? Why should anybody say it's Mutter? Well, the Tikkun Rabbanon came to Raisa Tikkun. That was the question. So we gave an answer in the Shia yesterday, which goes as follows. Yes, it's true. Rabbanon is alike the right, with one fundamental exception. The nature of Yisur of the Rabbanon is explained by the Mishnah Bachman, Parshat Shoftim, and the Nesivah supplies this in Reish Lamadal, Choshen Mishpat. The nature of the Rabbanon is not an intrinsic violation, but don't rebel against the words of Chazal. A rebellion is a straightforward rebellion. You say no, and I do yes. Boom. That's considered a violation. What will happen if Chazal say no? I don't just go and say yes. What do? I do something else. Yeah, that something else leads to what the Rabbanon said he's not allowed to do. That's a castle. That's a secretion. If the longest of Psik Reisha is, I'm doing A, which it ever leads to B, I'm labeled as a Mechavan on B, then there's no difference between the Raisas and the Rabbonans. It's all the same thing. You are Mechavan on the Dover, which Chazal said, or which the Torah said not to do. Awesome. But if the longest is, you are Mechavan only on A, and then the Torah says that your action and the prohibited action are one and the same. Rabbo said it only applies was the prohibited action. But what if the action itself is not in and of itself prohibited? The action you're not allowed to do because it's a rebellion against Chazal. But it's not a prohibited action as such. So we cannot combine two actions and say two actions are one and the same. Everyone follow me? Because it's not an action at all. That's my key. The whole shiur today is based upon this. So the only time we can say Psik Reisha according to the second law, Lomdush and Tzad of the Chakira, namely, that the action that you're doing and the action that inevitably results, I consider it to be one action. I keep focusing on the word action. It's only a problem when it's in the Yisur, it's the Yisur of action. Yisur of the Rabbanon, I mean, everything in the world is an Yisur of action. The question was the lovedness of the Yisur. The lovedness of the Yisur is not an action, but rather a rebellion. Oh, we cannot say apply the principle of Chad Maisa. That's chat in the Shittas which hold, according Maran Bet Yosef, both in Shin Tez Zayin by the Dvorim and in Shin Yudalid by the Barrel. In both cases, it seems to Paskin, the segregation by the Rabbanans is Mutter, sources of Chumash Hadesh, sources of this Tosis of Lech Lameima. Fine. Now, the Magen Avraham, we saw yesterday in Shir, says, come on, you're bringing me a right from the Lech Lameima. That's only the Darren Shaka Vataria. Said, no, they meant it for real. You can't say segregation is Mutter because it's the Rabbanan. You know what? We're talking about the Rice. But had we been talking about the Rabbanans, it would have been Mutter. That's the simple reason of the Tosis of the Chumash Hadesh. But Rama has to deflect the proof. That's a posh. I would have said that the is correct shot in this Tosis. Okay, Rabbi Osa. So now we come back to the Tosis of Shabbos Kuf Gimel and Aleph, who said Psik Reisha Zendal Nichole is awesome. Psik Reisha by the Rabbanon is awesome. Psik Reisha Zendal Nichole by the Rabbanon is Mutter. We asked Akashi yesterday, 0 + 0 = 0. We answered, a half and a half equals 1. Let's chazer again. Chazer again, what we're trying to say. Psik Reisha, we make a chart. Psik Reisha, okay. So Psik Reisha, you have the Nichole, and you have what? The low Nichole, okay? And then what do you have over here? You have the Oraisa. Okay, yeah, you have the Rabbanon. So you have four boxes, simple chart. What's it in all four boxes? So we have segregation, we have two pshat of segregation. Pshat number one is kimachare. Pshat number two, we'll call it in our terminology, chazmais. Okay, one of these so far? So what's in all these cases? So in this case, it's also for two reasons. See, both done the chakira right. Segregation is by the raisa. It's also because number one, you consider to be machavim. Number two, it's considered to be chazmais. Okay. Now, segregation the loni chalei. What's the din? That's what Rabbi Chanan already said. Rabbi Chanan said one does not apply, but two applies. So it's a machlokas aruch and tosis. Is two correct? Is two not correct? Good. What's segregation by the rabbanan? So we explained that one applies because it's kibachavim. Why not? But two doesn't apply. It's not easy for mice. What about over here? What applies? Neither. That's my chart. This explains. Everyone following it? It's explained in Tosfos Shabbos Kuf Gimel and Aleph. The psikreisha lo nichle by the rabbanon is mutter, even though psikreisha the nichle by the rabbanon is also psikreisha the lo nichle by the raisa is also, and you put them both together, each one knocks one of the two off. The two start of the chakir. Ad kan rabosay. That's what we had the yesterday. With me so far, this is the biggest issue. Good. This is, and in my humble opinion, we're able to actually pass in this way. A Bavadja passes this way many times in many situations. But to see slowly and carefully whether in fact it's true halacha l'maaseh, yes or no. But in terms of the lumdus, Rabosai, I wanted to start over here. Now, I wanted to take this lumdus a little bit further. Tosfos says over here, the same Tosfos. What's the case over there? Lo evshu lo machavin kulam lo pligi, the sugim esechta psochim, somewhat of a complicated sugim. According to one opinion in the Gemara, according to Yigal the Amri, lo evsha v'kom mechave. This is lo evsha, lo kom mechave. Lo evsha v'kom mechave. What's it then? What would you say? The guy's kavvara to do an issa. I gotta be mutter. According to opinion, according to one day in the Gemara you saw, fi abaye, according to Yehuda, believe it or not, it's mutter. You believe it? We always view Yehuda as machu, shem machu Yehuda. According to one version, Yigal the Amri psachim, lo evsha. The Kol Mechavein, according to Rabbi Yehuda's mutter. Sounds paradoxical. He's mutter. Sure. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kavona is not the key. Because Dava Shenim Eskavin is in fact Osir. So what is key? What is key is there a possibility to do this in a different way? If it's low Epshar, there's no alternative to what he's doing. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, we can be Megil, even in the case of Mechavein. Says Tosfos, watch this. Ulahachi, lo nochet bedika diami efshar Mechavein, lo chuli ami osa. Umayri, to go into lo havi psikresha. The psikresha, mo de Rav Shimon. The simple pshat is, Rabbi Osai. What it says in the Gemara, lo evsha v'kom mechave, is mutter, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's referring to a case which is not a psikreisha. For a psikreisha would be awesome. And this is before the Shittim of Gubetz is above a Mashiach that flamed that way, name of the Rosh. And the question becomes, which the Pnei Shu asks, Ribbono shel Olam, he's a mechave mamish, might not commit a psikreisha. Why does psikreisha make it worse? The guy's a mechavim. We're talking about low evshel and mechavim. So why is it worse if it's a psikreisha? Why? Oh. So I saw an answer in two svarim. One is in the Siva Shalom, which I showed you I had yesterday from Shalom Gelber Shalita. And exactly the same text, word for word, I found in the Sefer Chidush of Shmuel of Shmuel Rezavsky and Ksumas. Yeah, Sefer Zion. Yes.
Could it be according to Tzad of Chavmaisa?
Oh, very good. You got it right. They say they have all the same chakir. This is the chakir everybody has. Rabbi Chanan had it first. Then, I guess, Shmuel had it. And now, Shlita of Shalom Galbaz. It's not that they all have phrases in slightly different ways. Same chakir. This is the chakir of this sugya. Is it a mechavim or is it a chad maisa? If it's a mechavim, the situation can't be any worse than a mechavim. He already is a mechavim. Oh. But if it's chad maisa, then in fact it could be worse. In fact, it can be worse. Why? What's the lumdus? If we say like this, If there are two actions, two separate actions, and it's impossible for you to do one without the other, or it's impossible in your situation, you have no way out, you don't have another way out of this whole situation. It's low efshar. So we're going to attribute whatever you're doing to what you're doing, right? What you're doing. And since it's low efshar, the halacha is lenient on the fellow. So there's not an aveira. That's the case of two separate and distinct actions. But if it's a psik resha, then it's considered to be one action. Even Rabbi Yehuda, according to Dika Darmek, according to Abaye, who's Mekil, by lo efshar become a chavein, will be machmir, by lo efshar become a chavein, and psik resha. Because psik resha is considered to be one act. It's in fact worse than machavein. Machavein is two actions. But for psik resha, it's one action. If it's one action, so what he's doing, that's considered to be, he's doing it. That's what it says in the Sivat Shalom. You want to look it up later on. It's the very beginning, Simon Beis, Os Beis. And I found exactly the same thing, much word for word. Well, not the same words, but the same idea. Kedusha Beis Shmuel, in Simon Zayin, Os Gimel. I'm reading his words. Tosis and Pesachim is a Raya Barua, the second time. The psikresha means to the psikresha because based on varam shaosa kemaisa echot. It's the same words I'm using. What's the right? Quotes out Tosis. And what does Tosis say? So, what did Abaye say? Abaye says, when is it osir kota yuda? Evshalo below greira. You don't have to drag the bench. You could pick up the bench. You're lazy bones. You could have picked up the bench and carried on your shoulders from here to there. And you're lazy bones. You're dragging it along the ground. Then Abuda says, you're a bum. You're a bum because you know full well there's a chance that you're dragging it's going to cause a ditch. You have no business. You should have picked it up. Well, the bench, I'm not so strong. I can't pick up the bench. I'm not so strong. Since over here, low efshar, what's the shot? If it's low efshar, we then say, what do you want? The guy has no choice but the dragon. So therefore we consider your action to be only the dragon. Because the dragon is not really a choice. The bench has to get from here to there. You have no alternative but the dragon. You can't, you're not strong enough to pick it up. So therefore we're going to say your act is an act of dragging. Dragging is okay. Not considered an act of digging a ditch. Ein asiyas charitz nefshot v'chlal b'ulasa. With a bias, you don't follow the kavanah at all. Oh, why? His words. Kev analo evsher gore. Now, lo evsher. Gore, which ain't a totsoa, no sefer sayotis, bichlal iker maaseyu. The ain't the pulas, the shame pulas iser. So the pulling of the bench, not called the charisha. Ain't kavanoso, mishane, bimahusa maise. Doesn't matter, you have kavanah. It's a difference, it's irrelevant. Because you couldn't have viewed it in scavenging as an irrelevancy. It's not lakula, that's from Shimon and halacha lemaisa, and not even lechumra. Fine. You would say offhand that the low efshar, psik resha, should certainly be mutter. Why? Even mechavin mamash is mutter. Koshkein of psik resha is no better than mechavin mamash, as Yeshua says. But the posh of pshat and tarsus is not that way. Because the whole sukkah is referring to a case you saw where it's not a psikresha. Psikresha, for sure, it's usher. How can that be? Zokram Shmuel, if the first time the Chakira, the label is a Mechavin, is right, the Pnei Yeshua has to be right. Kekon Dabaya, even Mechavin and Befeirish is Mutter, Koshkin Psikresha, which is labeled as a Mechavin. Oh. But according to the second Derech, what we said, Psikresha means Kol Shemuch Rav Shiyya, Yesh Le'etzim, Maisa, Shem Pulas, but the second one, it's all one Chan Maisa. It came, Toshu Kedivri Atosis. Why? The Rakecha do have a Psegresha, but Zeh Shayach Lahakir below Efshar Mishum. The Shayach Loma, the Kaver, the Havi, below Efshar, Ein Ha Totsa, Ha No Sefes, Bechlal, Shem Pulasa. Al Psegresha, Kaver, Nadi Bechlal, Pulasa, or Ikoris, finally the Etzem Maisa is considered to be A and B is all one. Yeah, who pushed the chayav al zeh? So it's pushed that Tosfos. Atka, everyone with this so far? Everyone got it so far? With this Reb Osai, we now open to a new part, which we haven't discussed yet at all. Maybe we mentioned very briefly. If you see it in the Maran Makomis yet, go up. We're learning this name in Shin Tez Zayin. We saw that yesterday on the Makoros. Let's take a look at Shin Tez Zayin. Very, very important Shaila. We call it Safek Psik Reish Lishaova. That's the name that people give to it. Go straight to the. We are Loch, I answer to see. Hine ataz chidish chad dova chodesh. Have a look inside in the Bir Halacha. It's Shin Tez Zayin. Dir Masel v'lochein. Right, take a look together. V'im sikresh. The k'shem de'hecha de'mesafkalon im ye'oseh ha'iser olo. Future tense. Amina. Dova shenem miskavim mutlar b'shimen k'gom. The Greiras meet the Kisei v'Safsal the Sofek who im yei osa charitzai de Agreira yet mutter. Okay, no adin. Hecha de Misafkalon im yeish iser ba maisa she'osa. V'hu eino miskaven lo iser nami mutter l'Rab Shimon. Means the Sofek is in past tense. V'lechei mutter v'de'ilas ha'teva to close the box. The shema ein bo atas v'uvim. Maybe there are no flies in the box. I don't know if there are flies or no flies. Close my eyes and cover the box. So says the Taz. Lule Devora has svar lehepech. Easter also the vader they have ice out of the ilum. Ach sofiku im yeshkan Easter had another hanitzo. Havale sveke doraisa. Sveke doraisa lechumra. It's a 50% chance what happened past that. Vishav begrei rashani. The misaflun adavar acher hainu. Hacharitz ha-nisbav ayedei pool also. V'lechach mutter dover sheni miskavim. Dev she shalo yei ose charitz. Future tense. Masheke binyoneinu. The suffix who al etzem ha-ne'ilo. If yesh b'zav ma'asa tzeda. Havik ishar sveke d'oraisa. U'matzosi. B'chidush shu b'ki v'ege. V'yoredeya simen pei zayin tziva v'ago. Shemitzada gam ke mitchilo. Kisvar oseinu. Probably wondering what in the world is this doing in Yoredeya, it's in the Pei Zayin. What's this? Who was it with Yoredeya when I had some Yoredeya days? No? This is the first day. First Simon, it's in the Pei Zayin. Let's look. Tell us to look at Rabbi Kivega. Let's look at Rabbi Kivega. Okay, how can we all go to Rabbi Kivega? He has to look, he has to look. Okay. Kivega. Hope you have Rabbi Kivega here. We'll see you soon. Kivega. Oh, Siva Bago, Yesh Omer the also lactose Eish. Ramon says you go into a guy's house, you're not permitted to soak the coals under his pot. What's in the pot? I have no idea what's in his pot. Koshali, for Eno Mechav and Levashel, Rak Lachos for Eish. Upsikreshel Ohavi, the Shema lo Bishel Akum, Bekadera, Boss of Agam Cholov. We have no idea what's in this pot. So why do I must say you can't stop the fire, the coals, under the Goy's pot? Maybe it is Boss of Cholov, maybe not. Baba Shenim is coming. Tzorach Loma. The Dafka Besuffit de la Havo. See, the Mishnah Brewer said the whole verb, but he didn't use the words that we want to use. Kivei uses all words. Future tense and past tense. You see? He spells it out. Sofek lahavo, shema lo yeh kan, lo yeh naisa ken masa shalom kamo. Gora kisa v'safsol davi stavik shemad v'grei roso lo yasa gula, future tense. Ava v'safik the omar, past tense, k'gon halcha. T'b'yesh v'kdeira b'lua b'osa v'cholav v'chitu zeh b'vari yisbashel. Ava da safik shema ein b'vli as b'osa v'cholav. Safik v'psik reisha. It's called safik psik reisha v'sha omar. Zok Rebbe Kivek, v'yesh v'ayin, the tie of the machloikas the oruch of bali atoris the shabbos of kugim. The das oruch, the dover shein of iskavim psikresha, hecha shein onena, mutter afil bedrabon. Umash makil b'shari sur, came. That's about later on. But maybe Rav Yehida Mizalfin Yayin, shehu shari sur, not shabbos. We'll get to that later. V'yim kain, hocha mutter. Why? To ena mechavim levash la'buluwa shal obik l'chavim. After having psik reisha, mikoma kam holo nenek, no lo nenek. So it's going to boil down to psik reisha lo nichole. In this particular case, anyway. Ulam das ha tersis osam ad rabbona b'shari surim, nire da tayo de osara divar torayim ad divar miyuma. What's he saying? But Tosis said that psik reisha lo nichole is osam ad rabbona only on Shabbos. Only on Shabbos, because it's going to be a melacha chen and tzricha l'gubah, says Tosis. But in shari surim, it's going to be a shayla of a d'oraisa. If can help usher, here it should be in fact usher. Yeah. Then he found the Taz. What did the Taz say? Dol the tev of the stuff again. Yesh zuvim the mutl and all of David of Hashem of Iskavim. After the psikresha, mikol makom dilma ain shem zuvim. What the psikresha? Him came lechora benin didan het the gamur to ain a miskavim levasha kli shalakam. Doesn't want to cook any bus of a color. After they talk klav lubas bechol, that was a gracia. Kosafti zeh shloliyos ha'isachama ki kivali efshali zora ha'ovid drachen. Okay, maybe it's not ben yomo, it's a bechol, etc., etc. That's what he says. So far, he's suggesting over here it's a machlokas between who and who, between the Ramah who's machmer in Yoredeya, and the Taz who's mekel in Orachayim. Sounds like it's a head-on clash. Right, head-on. Suffolk psikresha l'sha'ava, according to the opinion of the Ramah in Yoredeya. It's usur. According to the opinion of the Taz, in Orachayim, it's mutter. So it would appear. However, the Bi Halacha doesn't just stop say things. Yes, John.
I mean, is there any reason why the Halacha
Ah, he stole my old shear. Hashem. Very good. We shall see. Comes the Bir Halacha. After he quotes his Taz. Says, look, Rabbi Kiveger disagrees. So who's right? Who's right? Where are we? Look, Rabbi Kiveger, right? Ulechori esh lovi raya la taz mitosis ksubas davov. Woo! Our tosis. What's the raya? Okay, viyum mitchila raya l'shitas oruf. Sikreish lo nichle mutta meo de suka lama gimel. Gimel matin in ve hadas biyomtev. Uporach does the gemara suka. Hometak in mon. Haim. Shemach shir hadas al tisbo. Umeshani. Kon shalikta na achila. Vadova shenu skavimut. Ay, porach of sikreishu. Umeshani, kodiyester shana achwita. Alma, kevin lo nichale b'hai tikkun, shari. Oh, that's what we saw. Docho wa tosis, or as a ruah b'chol Shabbos in the Tesvus El Shono, ho obviously shana achwita, shari. Afilu Rab Shimon, the shema le olam lo yetzorach l'shniya, v'shtakach lo tikkun kli, v'lab segreshu. Avla Rab Yehuda Asur, the shema yitzdarach lo, the glory mills of the Kliyavim, Adkan the Shona. Whoa, something interesting. Tos is saying over here that Tikkun Kli is a very amorphous malacha. It depends on the particular situation. The Magen Mishnah says, so Nibble Shabbos spent a lot of time on that when we learn Shabbos. So what emerges over here, Bosai? That if you're going to need the Hadas for a mitzvah, it's going to be a ticket. If you're not going to need the Hadas for a mitzvah, it won't be a ticket. Do you, don't you? I don't know. What does it depend upon? Watch. Hay mochach de gab mis safek im yesh ala pula azu gufa iser. Gab de be khlad da shen mis gab de but rab shim. Get an impression that maybe it's a question of how many, if he has a kosher haber binim in his house. See, yesh dit chos. The shama kaponim toli adava binim de la habo. The shemi it's tarach lo. You're tickling them afrei ade amir tazeh. Oh, lo yitzdar, lo yitzikin. Tomik tzas, lahai de greres kisis absent to the good me asakwitz. I think it was so alone. See, Rabbi Kivega jumped right away to Lahabo versus the Shava. The Bialach was a while until he got there. But now he's saying where we want it to be, the same page as Rabbi Kivega. Lahabo is mutter, the Shava is asr. Fine. Alvin Yonenu, on the Donah, Alpula, Shaosa, Aksha, Badaba, Tolib, Sabal, Shava! In most of us, they're my sister. The Hidalim Yesham, Dora, Nitzad, Olo. Have a child speaker. Uvin Yonenu, Nitzad, Zvuvim. Oh, look at it. Uvin Yonenu, Nitzad, Zvuvim, may not have committed, but said, why? Why? Tava, Dava, Shen, Amino, Nitzad. Then came, who's speaker, the Rabbonon. Wow. Even though the Taz is Mekel. Because it's something of the Sigurash, the Shavu. The Kivegas, Mach, we're wine. Sfega the rice of the chumra. In the case of flies, it's sfega the rabbanon in the kula. Oh, nafkina be alma hechadu sfega the rice. Go on. Sheros lino adelas. Ubisak le sham tzvi vechadome. Shenichas mitchila the tocho. Efshadu bechlal sfega the rice. Afshen mechav on atzed. Sure. So the taz now is on the ropes. Ochein mot sosi raya le divri ha taz. Vidiri ha mel rabbam mel chames. Perekira gami ha mechem shepino. Umaksha gavar v'lo mitzarif. What do you mean mitzarif? You throw, what's the word you're going to use? Tempering, is the right word? You take a pot, it's just finished, you throw it in the cold water, it tempers the metal and the hardens it, makes it, that's the mak of the pot. Come Rav Shimon, Tov Hashem Meskavein Mutter, Hikshi Rishonim, Hamod Rav Shimon Pesik Reisha, Tiritz Ramban, why? The Shema lo higia letziruf afalpish in ischamim harbein shamayim monu also the Shema kfonet starfa. The three stages are both side. Could be even the water now won't lead the tziruf. Could be the water will lead the tziruf. Could be already had tziruf. It's only one of three possibilities that needs to have tziruf right now. Ein shem. The Miri says. Where this metal is holding now. One could somehow deflect this proof a little bit, to be honest. Which is to say as follows. I've also said, if you look at a piece of metal, can you tell which of the three stages it's in? A stage is too early, tziruf won't help. Or a stage just up to a tziruf, or already tziruf, but it had tziruf. I think you can't. I don't know if a human being.
A metal worker, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm just like, maybe.
But an average Jew probably wouldn't have to figure it out. So if the average Jew can't figure it out, I'll tell you the following part. I have a bench, and I'm schlepping it from here to there. Will it make a ditch, or will it not make a ditch? You and I can't figure it out. Speak to a farmer, a person who lives his whole life on a farm, and knows about benches, and knows about how soft the earth is, he may be able to figure it out. But as this big group of geologists, I don't know, there's some experts that can figure it out. But then an expert can figure it out doesn't count. He's a plain Jew can figure it out. So you could argue on both sides, maybe the Ramban will agree with Rabbi Kivegan. It's a matter of just looking into the pot, looking into the box, if there are flies there, anyone can figure it out, then it's also with their eyes, making their eyes a little chum. Comes to the metal, you can't really figure it out. I mean, you can, but only an expert maybe. And the average person doesn't know. For the average person, the son of the Shabbat, the Habon, the Shabbat, he's trying to say the passion of the flesh, yes.
I need to say that really technically the farmer or the expert will understand the Lord also.
No? Good question. So we say, when it comes to the farmer, since only the farmer can figure it out, that's why that's a classic case in the Gemara of Dovah Shein Miskamin. We don't view it as integration. This is the founder of Osher Weiss, Shuvah Spinchas Osher. He says, look, that we consider dragging the bench this way without the gracia. Why? As an expert, you say, look, he's going to drag the bench this and this way, this and this, this and this kind of land, do all the, put it in the computer, yes, or no. We don't go with computers, we don't go with the word, we go with the Nikolai. So it's possible, one can argue that the case of the tempering of the metal is not Nikolai. That's why it's permissible. But maybe the case of the Tazabi also, because of Mr. Pirlo, one could ding up, one could somehow rebut a little bit Bialoch's proof that the Taz is in fact correct. But Jonah mentioned the distinction between Shabbos and Kol HaTorah Kulo. Yeah. So when I was a Talmud in the yeshiva, so we had, we were fine today. We had actually shiur here in the summertime. There was no college. We had shiur in the family, yeah, shiur in the summer. People used to come. I mean, I had 1,000 people in the yeshiva, 120-something guys would come. So my first year in the yeshiva, I was a Talmud by Rabban Soloveitchik. Then he was giving shiur on Shabbos in the summertime. I said, schlep from my house in Queens every day, come to Rabban Shir, was learning to hear a shiur on Shabbos. And then when I heard a shiur on Shabbos that year, he discussed his famous grandfather of Chaim's Shtikl Torah, Amsegresh, which we'll get to in the Shem. He said, based upon that, he was talking about Segresh L'Sha'avar, he said, to answer the Stira, no, as you said, Jonah, when it comes to Kol HaTorah Kulo, it's Asur. When it comes to Shabbos, it's Mutter. Why should it be Mutter? So, Reb Chaim, again, I can't go into all the Pratim yet, right now, I'll get to it. Reb Chaim has a major Yisod, but he says like this, that Dovah Shein HaMiskaveh, let's take a step backwards, Dovah Shein HaMiskaveh is Asur according to Rabbi Yehuda and Mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. Everyone knows that? Right? Everybody knows that. We've been talking about that already. I'll ask you a shayla, Rabbi Osai. Dovah Shein HaMiskaveh on Shabbos according to Rabbi Yehuda. Is it Asur Midoraisa or is it Asur Midorabon?
Midoraisa.
Okay, very nice. That's one vote. Anybody else want to vote? So we'll take a look at Tosis. Tosis is on the Mount Mekomis. There are a lot of Tosis on the Mount Mekomis. This one is in the Sefer Shabbos. See what Tosis says. Same so with the Mitzarev, right? This is the Gemara that the Rambam was commenting upon. Avraham Shimon Shari, Al Pishim Mitzarev, okay? Etc. Segresha, Lord of Shimon. So here we have this, the gears. This was already last week, already a little bit. Hanimi did the Raisa. Avlocha Tzirif to Rabbanon. That would have a Shimon HaTorah is the Rav Yudah Dabba Shimon Miskaven Asa. Rabbanan not, that's Rashi Sheet. We spoke about it last time. Rashi still holds the fake of the Rashi L'chumma, Tzvi Rabbanan L'kula. So Tosis rejects that. Why? Slow. Patience. Slow. So Tosis says, wait a minute. How can that be? How can that be true? Rav Yudah Asa is Begreira. Ain't Negresa El Agabe Kelem. Abagabe Karakalo. Ubukmina Rabbi Yehuda, the Osir, the Eina Miskaven, Afal Gav, the Begreira, Leki, Surah, the Raisa, Afidu Miskaven. Can the match result period? Can that be Chorosh Kalachayat? How can Rashi say, Rabbi Osai, that Dovah Shein Miskaven is Mutter by the Rabbana? It's against the Mefurashi Gemara. See, let me tell you, you're so good. You're so good. Oh, I made a quick allusion to what yesterday, we have to work in Mishnah Berurah. The two kinds of the Rabbanas. There's Ikro the Rabbanan, and there's Ikro the Raisa, which is reduced to Rabbanan with some technicality. You may recall the Lashon Shtigur yesterday was that he held that Segresha is Mutter when it's Ikro the Rabbanan. With Sarif is Ikro the Rabbanan. What's the least of the Sarif? It's a Nirik and Mataka and Kli. It's not a Doraisa. Therefore, Rashi holds that. It's Ikro the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda maintains there's no issue of davar sheni miskan. But over here, in the case of dragging a bench, it's ikra daraisa. Put a malacha daraisa, either a boner or a chorish, if it's in the house or it's in the field. True, it's been reduced to a rabbanim for some technicality, lechas machsheves, call it kalacha yad, call it makalkel, call it shikul gufa, whole series of possibilities. But it's all ikra daraisa. That's how Rashi will have to answer this kashya of osa. Pshuta. Okay, come back to this later. Let's go. Watch this now. Watch this. Hani mina b'chol ha'Torah kula, pirish. B'chol ha'Torah kula chutz mishabes osu min ha'Torah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Avot sirif t'gabe Shabbos, lo osu ein miskaven elevad rabbonim. T'keim ade miskaven, lo havia melechas makshaves. Whoa! Sorry. Sorry, you're against Tarsus. All right. Let's see what people hold like you too. But Tarsus says klar that Eina Miskaven Rabosai is also, listen carefully please, is also Midoraisa Kwanta Biuda Bakola Tarakula, but it's only also Midrabbanan on Shabbos because it lacks Melechas Machsheves. It lacks Melechas Machsheves.
So why does that make it Rabbanan?
Both say, in Hilchos Shabbos, if it's not, does not qualify the Melechus Machshavis by definition, it's also only with Rabbanim. There's no Issa Doraisa if it's not called Melechus Machshavis. You know that. All the Mishkan is, yeah.
If I do something, if I do an indirect action, but I have in mind for the indirect action to be perfect, like with the television example that I gave the other day, like if I'm doing something else, but really my intention is to turn on the television, like is that qualify as Dabar Shem Miskaven?
I don't think so.
Because that would be Machshavas then, I think.
I think it would be Melech Machshavas, and it would be Dabar Miskaven. Let's look at the kosher switch. We'll get that. Not today. Okay. A little bit by Tosis. The kosher that it says increased Dav Chav. Omravashi. Don't you discover lechavos al yonos v'huvra tachtonos me'elein? Complicated story with the various coals. Tanakamas tovek Rabbi Yehuda, tovek dovek shenim iskaven osur, ulekako oma dechayov chatos, al mamashma de dovek shenim iskaven osur, Rabbi Yehuda, afile b'shabes min ha'Torah. So, it sounds like you're right.
Nice.
Told to knock you off right now. The Yesh Lomar, the Hosam Havi Psikresha, Sheyev Shekla, Lachabas, Alyonis, Layuvra, Taptonos, Bechoshim, Melechas, Machsheves. Rabosai, Rav Chaim explains to us like this. The reason why Dabashin in the sky lacks Melechas, Machsheves is because of the uncertainty principle. We're not sure at the moment that he does what he does, what's going to happen. We don't know. It's a future question. Will it be this or will it be that? That's lax and malechas machsheves. If you know for sure what's going to happen, segresha, it is a malechas machsheves. You would be chayav, rabosai. Came by Rabbi Aaron Salavet, you said the side of the bracha and said like this, my grandfather, Rabbi Chaim is right. Of course. Who saw that? I don't know. Chaim is right. So, the chesaron of lechas machsheves with respect to Enem Eskaven is the uncertainty principle. I don't know. Says my Rebbe, and that's exactly what Shmuel was up since come out word for word. My Rebbe said, a suffix psikamei l'sha'avar, says, I don't know whether there is a deer in the house or no deer in the house, in case of the Shabur, okay? It's not an elect, it's not Shabbos. Could be it's there, the old Navi knows it's there. But I don't know it's there. The uncertainty principle depends upon my knowledge. I lack knowledge. I don't know. Because I don't know what is there. Listen carefully. I don't know what's there. So therefore, it's not a Yisr on Shabbos, it's the Daraisa anyway. Because why? Because it's not a Melechus Machshavos. I do not know what's in the box, what's in the room. But in Kol HaTorah Kula, we don't need a Melechus Machshavos. Sovim Psegresho, we need a Daraisa. Sveg Daraisa Lachomim Reverdik. My Rebbe said the terrace, I heard it from the summer of 1965. as a PS. The next year, in 1966, I was already telling the Rosh year, and Rav Aaron Soloveitchik decided that year, we made a pararam, to leave our yeshiva, move to Chicago. The whole different story of why he left and what happened to him over there. Not for now. But because he was leaving, he wasn't able to stay to Shirim in the summer of 66. Who took over? Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. That was the only time I heard Shirim on a daily basis from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein my whole life, was that summer of 1966. And we learned together the Sechta Sukkah. The second parent, that Chapei. I remember, can't even begin to describe his greatness. That was my first interaction with Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal. And then, 2 years later, I entered to the Kollel. The yeshiva, after that, I finished college, went to the Kollel, 68. And my 3 years in Kollel, 68 through 71, were Rav Aaron's last 3 years in America before he went to Aliyah to go to the Gush. So we had a very, very close connection over those 3 years. He was a Rosh HaKollel, very hands-on Rosh HaKollel. He made us say Chaburus, and he critiqued our Chaburus, and he said a Chabur every single week. So we had a very, you know, it wasn't just a specific event, much more than that. A big loss. And another 45 minutes at the end of Shia to go to hear Dibri Hesped and the Beis Medrash downstairs. Okay, Rabosai. So this is the Yesod I saw. I was so excited. I saw that Shmuel was also considered the top Rosh Hashiva in all of Eretz Yisrael at the time. He said the top. He said exactly the same thing that I heard from my Rebbe. Just mamash about word for word. Okay, not word for word, it's the same thing. Oh. But then, this is all fine. This is, I'll just read it to you. And he adds something very nice. What's the name of Sovik Lishova? Inema Kitsad Ha'alef, the Lord Osir Amashim of Sikresha, who? Mishum Dayadiyah of Sikresha, Mashvile Lukimiskabein, Al Etzim Hamalacha. Him came. I don't know. The cave and then your dam, Teos the Malacha, the Pulos, and the Scab and the Malacha, Shari of Shimon. Only Psikareshi also, because then you know for sure to call the Machabe. He wants to tie this child of the Taz of Kivegim in the same Chakira. It was Chakira the whole day today. Tomorrow also will be this Chakira. I don't think the whole week. This Chakira is the Chakira of Psikareshi. Is it a Machabe? Or I call Chad Mais. So he says the same Achlok as we said at this chart over here. They said the same shall be by some situation of Shahabar. If it's a question that should you know about your Machai, he don't know about it. You're ignorant, you don't know. So you should be mutter, like as the Taz said. According to the second time, Hodor Rav Shimon asked the situation. Ain't no Mishim the Chosh of the Sky, that's how I'm loving. No. Now the cave of the situation who. Chayim af below sheyesh kavana bepol al malacha. Why? Came in the pool also with machrachas hatotso. It's considered what we call chad maisa. Im kein hocha nami b'stavik atoli b'davu the shavar. The nami also who? The came in the latzaj of the yosam malacha bepol also. But we come to taz zuve b'ateva. Hay the pool also mukrach sheyivotzen mezeh malachas tzeda. So you chayim? No p'tur v'enem eskavein. Sveikah the Raisa Lachumra, Meredith! He took Achakir up Shmuel and applied the Sovim Sikresh Lashavar. So, what will come out, Rabbi Osai? So, then how's he going to answer the steer between the Taz and the Kiva Eger? He says, no. He quotes in the Oz Dalit. In the Oz Dalit, as follows. Maybe the Taz and the Ramban, the Alachos, he doesn't get my deflection. Modu la tzara beis danal the bechol ha-tara kula the psikreish ha-chayim lo machmas yidiyoso ki in mishud ha-totso ha-shniya bichlalik ha-puloso chad meis so bechol ha-tara kula chayim the psikreish ha-shava they'll agree as the Ramar is in your day oh but bosa bechol hi the taz and Rabban ha-mekil no it's only by Shabbos no it's mechav and mamash for this vort my Rebbe's vort Shmuel Rozovsky's vort Reb Jova's vort same vort. That Shabbos is different. Why? Did the Shabbos ikadin miyuchad? Did tzarach sheyeda shenasa malacha bepulasa? So Chaim's chat the lack of lack of Shabbos to be just on tears in the mouth. The call she'ain lo yedia ikal a ptur b'ilchus Shabbos. How do you know? So on Tosis just a minute ago. Rabbi Yehuda holds this double shem sekan osam and daraisa b'chol haTorah kula. By Shabbos it's only the Rabbanon b'lechus machshavos. And every end of Miskaven is not called b'lechus machshavos. Rabbi Osai. So we can say the Taz holds that even if you'll say in kol haTorah kula, some of the segregation of Shabbar is isa daraisa. But the b'lechus machshavos is still lacking because you don't know the fact. You don't know. Who said you need a yediyah for melechus machshavos? The case we saw yesterday by Makama. Evan lunechas al b'cheiko didn't know about it. So it's melechus machshavos on Sir Torah. What is the psikresha? You don't know about the Evan. You don't know. You don't know. Okay, that's we just don't have no knowledge. He has a summit knowledge. Nonetheless, it might still be considered in that category. No steerage in there, I'm on the Taz. Mamish or Terrence. Oh. Then he comes up with a kasher, which my Rebbe didn't ask. To my knowledge, I put up the notes. And he asks kasher. And the kasher is an excellent kasher. We have to try to give a Terrence. Yesh lahoyer, it's old head. Af ilo havi molechas machsheves mikomakom. Eino ele ptur midoraisa. Abo midorabon and osur. From a kalkel, who the shardine the pturim is shemolechas machsheves, lomo hitiru ataz lechatchila. Oh, this is a kasha. Let it be awesome, but the rabbanan. Rabbo said we had two or three rules derived from molechas machsheves. What are they? The kalkel, kalachayad, maybe in shichul gufa according to some rishonim. They were all awesome, but the rabbanan. So why over here should we put the mamish? Urib shuta, we get an answer. I think that's my Rebbe assumed. Yesh loma. Dibu hurach lesa de rabbonon, chai zvubin, memela v'stofek azina be'el l'kula. And the question becomes though, then why should it be, or maybe it's the rabbonon because it's not melechus machshavos. And it's only a suffek whether it's zvubin, even if there'd be dvorim, which would be a nir minitzit or a tzvi, but it's only a suffek if it's there. And if worst case scenario, it's only the Rabbanu because it's not Shemus. Svei Rabbanu l'kula. The question becomes, if that's the case, why is the Pentecost Rabbi Yehuda Shimon? Rabbi Yehuda Nami Sarach Lios Mutter. To Gabi Shabbos, Gam Rabbi Yehuda know them. Timid Arai Seinem Eskavin Mutter. Rabbi Rabbanu also have a lady Svei Gad Rabbanu. Ukevol Rabbi Shimon. Whereas, Rabbi Osai, the Rabban in Shabbos, it's matter only according to Rav Shimon, not according to Rav Yehuda. Why? V'chein akadi koshal diri ataz. If the heter is, sveik the Rabbanu l'kula, then have to bring a raya with the question of lo havi p'sikresha, u'mutna v'ena m'skave. In that case, it's anyone the Rabbanu, because to matzvubim. And the Be'alocha says, obviously we're not discussing sveik the Rabbanu l'kula. So we're not basing ourselves on sveik the Rabbanu l'kula. So why is it mutna l'chatchila? And Rabbo says it's very possible we don't want to rely on Sveg Rabban l'kula l'chatchila. But Rabbo says Siminyan Avach Hasidus says so. We should rely upon it l'chatchila. The whole pilper Rabbo says that whole fight in shul. Guy can't see he's a rabbi. And a lot of counts Sphira and Ben Hashmoshes. Look up at the audience and said yes. What are you? Yes, Rabbi, yes. Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. I said it says in the Shulchan Aruch. The Medakta can wait till Tetzko Chavim. He was so upset with me. Because he had a fight, he picked the fight in the base oval the day before, where they said Sphere Ben Hashmosh. He was the Machmir. He's not going to come and get nachas from me that I was defending him as the Rabbanu Shlom's agent, you know. And I disappointed him. So this is the first Shavuot. I'm a doctor, wait till Sesko home. Why did the doctor wait till Sesko home? Why? It's very about Lakula. So you could say that there are some sort of speakers of Sphere is a rice. But you could also say, no! Svei Rabbanu l'kula is going to be you have to, not l'chatchila. But there are some who say that when it comes to spirit, you should do it as early as possible, so therefore, that's why mikra din, it's not just l'chatchila, you want to catch as much of the day being counted as possible. It's mentioned there, we have to be in Sphira now. Rabosai, so he sees from the Ramban, and from the Taz, they're not working with Tzegah Rabban Lekuba. So why? So now, he, Rab Shmuel, it goes into territory which my Rebbe did not chart. But that's my recollection. I have to look at the notes, because I don't remember. He quotes a Ritva in Yuma Lamedal and Amadeus. If I'm not mistaken, this Ritva is on the Mar Makamas. Yes, it is. Ritva Yuma Lamedal and Amadeus. Take a look. It's on the Mar Makamas. You can see it here. I'm sorry. The shail is, so why is the Taz say it's mutter? It should have said.
No.
Whenever something we say, it's malefus machshavas, nothing happens. That's at the level of the Oraisa. You're 100% right. At the level of the Rabbanon, we had three examples, right? Kalachayad, the Kalkan, the nature of the group going to Summer Shonen. All those cases, the Rav Levi is not Shevis, yet it's also the Rabbanan. So he also has the Rabbanan.
No, all those cases are very Shukha Rufa, but you knew what was going to happen. But
true, he don't know. That's his first suggestion. Speaking about the Kula, you don't know. But then the question would be, you're telling the Kula, why shouldn't Rabbi Yehuda be saying about the Kula? So that we're going to answer in a minute. Because our good friend Joey, who said, I disappoint him because there's often charges against him, I didn't want to tell him that he's right according to the Ritva. He'll tell him when he comes. He walked out too early. Okay. Watch this. Different yourselves. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if he tells us in Shabbos and Malach and Beis, Dovah Shem Miskav is Osim with the Raisa B'chol HaTorah Kula, and Osim with the Rabbanon by Shabbos. Does everyone agree? Watch this. Rashi holds the Dover, the Rabbi Yehuda Dovash and the Miskavim Mutter, the Dovash and the Sumer Miskavim the Rabbon. Right, so we had a bunch of kashas. What was the first kasha we asked? Greiris Mitter, we saw that kasha. Right? We saw that kasha. Fine. We gave a terrorist suggestion. Chem Pishri. Dovash and Rabbi Yehuda Menat Torah, Bishari Surin, Shil Torah. Lavi Surin Shabbos, we go. Kotitz Baharis, we saw Kuflam and Gimel and Shabbos. Look, simple levels of Shabbos. Abul Hachal and in Shabbos, Tziruv Shein and Miskavim, lo with the Rabbanu the Yosef, and Shutz of Migdash. Fine. Even the rights of Shasharim, the Melechus of Shabbos of the Torah. The Chomash of Yosef, Yudal in Shabbos of Shein and Miskavim, lo also with the Rabbanu. Frank Tosis is against the Gevon Krisus, we saw against Krisus. Yeah. Hold on a second. Says the Ritva, the whole thing. Hikshaw said, "Ask for the Abuna to also the Shabbos Oshin the Sky of Easter Torah." Quotes Croesus, "Chayim Shneim and the Torah Koma." So Tosh has refuted this proof because he says the psychology is different. But Ravos doesn't go with that mahalach. Okay? So therefore, Abosai, Amad and Shari Surum and Abashin Miskavin, Kiddin Shabbos. Gemara equates them. They have a quantum of units for the Yosef and Daraisa. So too in Sanhedrin, we'll get to all these Gemaras. Masata Lord of Harai is Chayim Shagan Edda. Tama the Neno, Labachi Potter of Shimon, Shadabi Dodash and Miskavin, do the Shabbos. But Shari's was the same as Shabbos. But Lekala Meim, but Rab Shimon, the Yon of the Shabbos, the Malar of Yudo, the Chol Ki Agav, the Havel of the Gemara of the Frushi, and he told it, Lestama, the Chol Duchta, the Chukta of Yudo of Shimon, the Shabbos, Lodachi, the Dilma Motor of Shimon, the Shari's Surah, the Osta, the Shim, the Loksib, the Lekas Nach Shabbos. And Levadai, here's the line. The Shabbos Binyan Av L'chol HaTorah. This is last week's Shia, all Arichas. L'chein pirshu. Ha-Rab Yehuda d'al-Dabar shen miskaven osu v'nat Torah b'yisurin shel Torah. But here it's only miskaven because ain't shutz of mikvah. Tzir v'zir Rabbanan. Tzir v'zir Rabbanan. But had it been a Doraisa, Rabbi Osai, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that Dabar shen miskaven is osur min ha-Torah b'shaks. Ad kan Rabbi Osai the Ritva. So the Ritva is clear that Dabar shen miskaven by Shabbos Rabbi Yehuda is the Raisa. So is the Ramban also that way. That answers his first kashkin to Ramban. He wants to know why the Ramban say that it's only mutter according to Rabbi Shimon, even according to Rabbi Yehuda should be spanked with the Raisa. He's worked with Tosfos Daf Mem Aleph, but Ramban disagrees. Ramban is like the Ritva as usual, the same school. You know the Ramban, the Rashba Ra'ah, Ritva. They're all the same, it's Spanish. Yes?
Why does
segregation
need to be like a
five?
Why can't we use
rule?
51%. Yeah.
Good question. My dear friend, the Ritva holds like you.
Oh.
The Ritva holds that Dabar shen miskaven by Shabbos is also b'daraisa.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, Hashem, we found someone on your side. Okay. Oh. Hold on a second. Slow. So this, therefore, Rabbi Osai, you may be right at some level. We'll hopefully get to that bit of shot. Oh. So now, so we're still stuck. Comes up Shmuel Rozovsky with a very big kish. A very big kish. Namely, that yes, the Ramban and the Ritva hold that Meledas Machsheves, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not a chesaron by Dabar shen miskaven. Against Tosfos. Tosfos said the uncertainty principle governs, it's only with Rabbanan unless it's segregation. But the Ritva didn't go with that mahalach. He wasn't going with uncertainties. He said that usually Melechus and Machshavos is not an uncertainty principle. And therefore he assumed if it would apply, it would apply to segregation too. Teretz doesn't apply, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So I would have said, as I always thought until yesterday, that according to Rabbi Shimon, Dabar shen miskaven is mutter b'chol ha'tava kula. I don't need melechus machshavos. Who needs melechus machshavos? I have something better. I have something much better. I have a dabar shen miskaven. That's better than melechus machshavos. We wouldn't hear both sides. Why we still want to melechus machshavos, which you and I all know is only a poter, always also a rabbana. What do I need that for? I have dabar shen miskaven, which is mutter. Comes along of shmur the chiddush b'nifla. There's a double machloket in Yehuda Rav Shimon. One, Dabar shen miskaven b'chol ha'Torah kula. And two, v'lechus machshavos by Dabar shen miskaven. Is Dabar shen miskaven v'lechus machshavos, or is it not v'lechus machshavos? Rav Yehuda says yes, clearly, because the quote of Shavuot is the Daraisa. And Rav Shimon says no. It sounds like it's piling on. He already was mocked because of Dabar shen miskaven. Who needs not v'lechus machshavos? Slow. Bring a raya of Osai. I asked to see in Masechta Shabbos a few rushes, if I'm not mistaken. In the Ma'amar Komos of us, you should be getting through little by little, you know, one day at a time. Oh, the rush in Shabbos, Perik Yudalet Simetes. It's right there on the Ma'amar Komos. Take a look at the rush. Really in Tosis also, but I wanted to show it to the Rush for a reason. Amazing. The Rosh Perik Yudalet Simetes. V'ha'ad the Kaya Malach Rabbi Shimon Dabar Dabar Shem Miskaven Is Mutter Hanimili Mili the Shams. Aba Bakala Tarakula Kamika Bihuda Dabashem Muskavan also. Who said this? The Shiltas. Shiltas Shakai Gom. Says the Rosh, what are you kidding me? Vaindvaram Nir Bazar. The Bakala Tarakamika Bishiman. How do you see? Nazir Chofev Uba Fastface. And Aim Akiz Nava Bukhar. We all know other cases. What else do we have? Titus by Eretz by Mila, by Mila the Tsaras. We have Kilayim, Rochin Sus Rochin Gedarga. We have what? At least he quotes two, I quoted two more. I have four cases by Buddha Rab Shimon, the Pasha and Pasak of Shimon, everywhere. Pasha Pshat.
That's a rule.
That's what I would have said. How does he know? By quoting sources. Because we passed like a Shimon in those places. Oh, Adka. But what did the Shildas hold? Now Rabosa, he has a different brought over here. He says, even the Rosh who argues Rabbi Choy gone. Right? Didn't say that Rabbi Choy Gon's Vard is lo yitachin. It's illogical. No, he didn't say that. All he said is that in Shas, sounds to be passing of Shimon elsewhere. But even the Rosh agrees that the logic of Rabbi Choy is tenable. The question is, what's Pshat in the Shiltas? The Shiltas must hold, Rabbi Osai, must hold that there's a double machlokos of Shimon Rav Yehuda. One, Rabbi Osai, is Davar Shein Miskaven Asur Mutar. And two, is Davar Shein Miskaven B'Shabbos Asur Mutar. And the Shulta splits the Psaak. He passed the Rav Yehuda B'Kala Torah, Rav Shimon B'Shabbos. Even though all of the Shultas he claims will agree in principle at two separate machlokos. Whoa. Whoever, what two? Why should there be two? What's the nature of these two? Yes.
Okay, like, I thought Davar Shein Miskaven is like, it's like involved, like if you do a malacha, Shein Miskaven. How could Davar Shein Miskaven be anything other than Shabbos?
What do you mean? We have a case, a guy combs his hair. He doesn't want to pull out any hairs. He's a nazi. So no, it's a Davar Shein Miskaven. Pull out hairs. There's many cases. Comes from Shmuel. Now it's Kedushim. I give you every letter. This letter, hey. I think it's a typo, letter above is missing. You know what I'm saying now? It should be letter above because it goes from A to Zion. So I'm assuming this is the letter above. It's on page Mem in the Sefer. Zok of Shmuel, that true, there are two separate machlokes, and you see from the Shultas, but you sold Beis HaPluktos Chodu. Why? Rabbi Yehuda holds, Eino Miskavin is Kemiskavin, and therefore it's considered the Malachas Machshavis. Rabbi Shimon holds, Ain't a Miskaven is not a Miskaven. For that very reason, you can also pop on the Shabbos for another reason. Why? It's not a Malevus Machshavis. Yes, it's a Shrem Yisparah. What do you say? Quote Rabbi Yehuda, Ain't a Miskaven, and she did a Miskaven even to consider Malevus Machshavis? Yup. He found it. Where did he find it? Tosfos and Ksubos Avov. Huh? Everything revolves on our Sugya. Open up to the Tosfos. See what it says? Open up the Ksubas Davah. Shmuel says to look, you have to look. Open the Ksubas Davah. Tosis the Ksubas Davah on the sixth wide line. You've already been here before. Lula Bagozel, Sukkah Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. What does it say over here? Oh, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Mimatim anovim miyomta pirish in vihadas to make a kosher to Rabbi Mina. Upar baka misaken mona. Yeah. Misaken mona. Right? Rosimar say. Miskaven achila. He wants to eat the berries. Visavale kiavua. Who's the Belozer of Shimon's father? Rabbi Shimon. Frank the Gemara of Amoda of Shimon Psikresha of Loyamas. Umeshani. Lo tzricha, isle hoshana achriti. He has an extra hadas. Frek tosis was a psik reisha. Is he the right to the Aruch? How did Tosi have the right in Shabbos Kuf Gimel? No. That's the last line of Tosi Kuf. We spent the whole day about it yesterday, at the end of the Shir. He answered something different. Look what he answers. Look at every word. The also lischol b'shar mashke mishum libun. Let's go back to our Gemara. One second. Skip me this part. Oh, watch this. V'chein ahi. I skipped three lines. V'chein ahi the isle hoshana achriti. Ikal lemeimar b'shari mishum mitzvah. We don't understand that. How can it be matter with the Raisa? That's the kasha which we asked. I gave you a possible teretz that since labeled as a mitzvah action, or labeled as the other action. Possibility. Yeah, what I call it would, again to repeat. Chad Maisa means what I'm doing is the same as a prohibited action. That's all it is, not a pull in another direction. Pull in another direction, maybe it would make a difference. Not for now. Inami, here's it. Hoki Birusha. Hopsikreshehu. Yeah. Yisro Shana Chwita, what does that mean? Ho Vachain, Sharder Ab Shimon, the Shema lo Yitzarachla, Venim Tushlotik and Kli, Vilkoch, Lab Sikreshehu. Abel Rabbi Yehuda also why? The Shema Yitzarech La Vigloi Milsa the Kli Avad. What does it mean? If you will end up using the Hadas Yabba Minin, you'll have a din of Malach. Wow. The Sabra Shonim will say that right now Abba Shana Akrita is not a din of Matakin Man at all. Even if I use it at the end, the Mordechai says though, if I'm mistaken, because yes, you show me. But the question that becomes, Im Ken Gan Rabbi Yehuda Tzorach Lahati Kevin in Deim Klal Malacha. I think Mordechai Masha Rabbi Yehuda would be usher because it says the Mishum is Tzorach Kavua. The cost of Mizah Mihiri B'Shabbos Kuf Gimel Amin Al Bazel Shono. Let's overlook in the Mihiri itself. Why should we? You should see inside. You deserve to see inside the Mishonim. Don't trust me. Where's the Miri? Where's the Miri? Based on Chil Miri, Allah Shas, Shabbos Kuf Gimel, Amud Aleph. Here, Shmuel quotes, so let's take a look inside. Oh, watch this. Shana Chwiti, Klomar, Ve'eno Tzarech La'oso Tikun Animshach Mimenu. Watch. Ve'nimtza, Shlerab Shimon, Kol Shibederech Zem Mutl Lechatchila. Question, I have Sigmeshla Nichle is also. So maybe Mitzvah Shaini. That's edit number one. Oshema, here we go. Watch this. Everyone look around here. Here's the line. Vizu, Ho, Vieshlo, Oshana, Achwiti, right now. Ein Mazet Tikun Cloud. Sherei ein tikkun zeh beguf hakli, ela tikkun lekiyum mitzvaso. Ve'eina, sherei ein tzarech lo, v'chein ikar, hobi amaser. Now the reason, ish lo shayin achrita, it's not labeled as a tikkun at all, that's magad mishta. The Kama says, the magad bepatish, tikkun kli is only if you need it. If you don't need it, it's not that it's an aver with a p'tur. It's not an aver in the first place. Then the question becomes over Yehuda. Oh, watch, hear the words. Rabbi Yehuda Chayav, Shari Hutzchulama Bezud Rabbi Lazer Rabbi Shimon Tzavu LaKavua, Vatam, Shrab Yehuda Ose Shain Miskaven Kimiskaven Farayhu Kimiskaven Lahakshir. Stop right here. What happened? These Rishonim are saying that according to Rab Shimon, it's not a malacha at all. Why? I have other Roshanis. It's not a tikkun in the first place. Rabbi Yehuda has a chiddush nifla menorah. He says, "Ein osa eino miskaven ke miskaven." That's a chiddush nifla menorah ad ma'od. That's a major chiddush. This is quoted over here by the chiddush of Shmuel. Ubevuah. The Debi Amiri. Rabbi Yehuda the chayav al eino miskaven. Yesh lazeh din miskaven. Afinyan lahachshim es hamaisa miyut hadas. The tikkun kli. We're in a hadas poshut. The rak kavanoso machshev es hadavu le tikkun mana. And what do you see over here? Zet toli v'plukta de Rav Yudah v'Rav Shimon v'chol ha-Torah. What's the shaykhs? What's the shaykhs? Chol ha-Torah, the deed is, ki kavan to make him chayv. Here, to make him, to lachshivo le tikkun kli, only the kavan makes it a tikkun kli. Not in the mitzis. No. See what he says over here. Kondi Rav Shimon Eina Miskavein. There's no Melechas Machsheves. But according to Yehuda, that Eina Miskavein is Kemiskavein, it's called Melechas Machsheves. So Kondi Rav Shimon, there are two separate reasons to pati you. Eina Miskavein called a Torah Kula, and Eina Miskavein in lack of Melechas Machsheves, Rav Osai. After Rav Achoy Gon separated them. Rav Achoy Gon said, it's not Hobo Atayel Adina. We could say in a miskaven by Shabbos is mutter, but in a miskaven called a Torah Kula, with no malachas on Shabbos, would in fact be usher. Oh. So like this. So according to Tosfos, Shabbos went out. That said, the in a miskaven by Shabbos is mutter with the rice because malachas on Shabbos, Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Rabbi Shimon, we also with the Rabbanan. Rabbanan. But according to the Ritva and Joey, who said, and the Choy Gon and the Meiri put them all in the same boat. And on the Scavenger, also with the Raisa, why? It's called the Malachas Machsheves. Why? Because you ain't on the Scavenger, can the Scavenger. Again, he's not with Rab Chaim over here. Rab Chaim had an uncertainty principle. He's not going with that. Right? The Ritva didn't go with that, I told you. Tosfos went with that.
Whatever.
Yeah, okay. And maybe Joey himself uncertain about that. Okay, anyway. Ula the Rav Shimon, Potter b'Shabbos, Gam b'Shemein b'Skavim, Gam b'Shemelechus Machsheves. And he says as follows, according to Rav Shimon, the Ptura b'Lechus Machsheves is Mutter, Afilu b'Drabonon. How do you see that the Shulta said, Eina b'Skavim b'Shabbos is Mutter, even Drabonon, otherwise, and Shari Surah is Asubid Araisa. Comes ironically. According to Tosfos, who's Mekil, Rabbi Yehuda said not a Daraisa, even according to Shimon, it's Asubid Rabbanon. But according to the Ritva, Rabbi Choy, and the Miri, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Chumra, and in the sky, and Choshev left, it's Machshev, it's Asubid Araisa. But according to Shimon, it's a Kula, the Malevas, Machshev, it's Mutter, Achmed Rabbanon. Goes back to the Taz. Ad kan divrei Rav Shmuel. Now I step into the picture. And he had caught me. Why? We know that Malachas Machsheves applies in many areas of Hilchos Shabbos, and each and every one of them, as far as we know, it's also with the Rabbanim. Why should this be different?
Because this has Davar Shein Miskaven in addition.
True. If your Davar Shein Miskaven is Mutter, you're 100% right. Maskev. But now we're talking about a case of what? Suffered segregation of Sha'ovah. And he's saying over here, this is Ozai. That's no steamer to the Ramon the Taz. As Jonah said, no steamer. The Ramon's in Yoruba, they're Bosa B'cholov, and the Taz is in Ilchus Shabbos. Ah, we asked before, let it be also with the Ramon, like Ilchus Shabbos. No! Here's a whole Mahalat and bunch of Rishonim that Malechas Machsheves is only also with the Ramon in some cases. But in these cases, it's going to be actually Mutter. It's all Malach and Shimon and Miskaven. I still beg the question. All other Malachas Machsheves is also the Rabbanan. Why should this be any different? That's my question. thought about it for a while. This is my possible answer. It's a suggestion. It may not be 100% for Rebbe, but I think it's a suggestion which makes sense from our perspective. It's chaz of the case again, Rebbe Osai. What was the Taz matter? What was the matter? It's matter a case where there may be flies in the box, may not be flies in the box. You're allowed to close the box. Why? It's only a southern psikaresha, and then it has a status of davar shein miskaven. The exact same case of Bosa Becholov is also potentially midaraisa. Yet you're right. That's because why? It's called a Torah Kulam. Here it's Malefas Machsheves. No, so if we resort to Malefas Machsheves, we go back to square one. So Malefas Machsheves is Potter Abalosa. Bekalkel, Klachayad, then Shul Leguf, for Kotasam. So why should it be any different? That's the catch. That's what we started. So all this fancy footwork of Shmuel, but the logic so far still doesn't make sense to me. Because we know that Malefas Machsheves is a general rule, is Potter Abalosa. Oh. Somebody suggests the following possibility. It's a possibility. Listen carefully. We had Rabbi Kivega, if you remember, back at Simon Ches, spent the whole time. What did Rabbi Kivega say in Simon Ches? Melechus Machsheves is not an Easter, not a Maisa Vera at all. We hastened to add. It's not a ma'aser aveira at all on the level of the Oraisa. But on the level of the Rabbanon, we do know, even though lacks the level of Machsheves, it's called the Rabbi Losa. Right? But I want to know, Rabbi Losa, listen very, very carefully. Very, very carefully. On a simple level, as I just said, it's not a ma'aser aveira at the Oraisa, it's a ma'aser aveira at the Rabbanon. Even though it's not good, it's going to be left to Machsheves. But not all the Rabbanans are created equal. For example, in Hilchos Shabbos, we find a distinction between a Melacha de Rabbanan and a Gzera de Rabbanan. I think I mentioned it once before this year, I think so. It's only the last year we spent a little time on it. What's a Melacha de Rabbanan? A Melacha de Rabbanan, Rabbi Osai, is you do something, but some technicality is missing. So therefore, the Melacha is the Rabbanan. It's a Gzeira de Rabbanan. It's a Gzeira de Rabbanan. I'll give an example. I tell a guy to do a Malach on Shabbos. I didn't do anything. It's a Gzeira de Rabbanan. So when it comes to Gzeira de Rabbanan, there are certain leniencies. For example, Chol Hashem Bo Sakon. You can tell a Mefurash Shigemar Shabbos Kuf Chav Tes. You can tell a guy to do anything for a Chol Hashem Bo Sakon. Why? Logozi Rabbana. Someone said, Logozi Rabbana. It's a Gzeira de Rabbana, Rabbosa. Gzeira de Rabbana. Now, question. What's the halacha of Kilach Ayad? Can you do a Kilach Ayad for Chol Hashem for Sakon? So the Poshim Shad, in the Gemara, in the Ramban, in the Ran, is yes. But out the Rebbe passes away, so is the Egli Tal. Posh Pshat Mechaber is not that way. Spoke about a length of Shabbos. Why should it be Mutter? The Terence is, it's only a Gzeira. And the Logozer Abana Bechol Hashem Basakon. So now we come to my final question. What's Pshat and a Gzeira? When the Chazal make a Gzeira, what is the Pshat? Is the Pshat is, look, Chazal are making a siyog of Gzeira. We just read that Shabbos bring up Sasu siyog l'tarim. What's the nature of this violation? Is the violation, we will view it as a maisa aveira drabon. It's not a malacha drabon. No, it's a Gzeira drabon. But maybe the character of a Gzeira drabon is a maisa aveira. That's the pshuto that way. But one can have a different view. A different view. Rabosa, listen very carefully. What's the nature of the Gzeira? The Gzeira is, if we'll allow this, we'll call it a Zilzul and Shabbos. If we're going to allow you, you talk about Kosa Switch, Who needs a ghost of switch? Just take your elbow and put it on. You're save a few dollars. Use your elbow. Use your elbow.
That's still
Miscavige.
That's just a
Shinoi. The Shinoi, of course, the Shinoi. If the Chazal would not have come along and asked for the Shinoi, would be a zilzul of the Shabbos. You do everything you want, just use your elbows. So Chazal said, we view this action as a zilzul of the Shabbos. Not that it's a maisa mulach of the Rabbanan, no. Not that it's a, what I call it, a maisa iser of exerde Rabbanan. It's a, exer makes it into a maisa aver. No. So I'm suggesting a lumbus. That the nature of these exeres to Rabbanan, I give an example of Kalat Hayad, is that they'll allow it, it'll be a zilzul of the Shabbos. Now you should figure out which way I'm leaning right. We said before that the only time we say that we have a svara of segregation, what we call chad maise, is only when it's an isur of maise. It's not an isur of maise, that svara doesn't work. Doesn't work. Okay. So therefore, it comes out like this. Let's chadar again. The question was, very nice, we're suggesting over here that it's lax in malechus machsheves, and that's why the taz is maker. We said earlier that the taz, that malechus machsheves is only really a ptur, and it's not a matir. The answer is, you're right. If you do it directly, it's not a ptur, only a matir. But if you do it in effect indirectly, you did something else. And then something else leads to a prohibited, an action which is prohibited mid the Rabbanon, because it lacks the malachas machsheves. That's not an Isur Maisa. Even if you'll say that other the Rabbanons are an Isur Maisa, against the whole Mahalakhada, the Tumas Hadesh, we matter all the Rabbanons. Not, we won't go that far. But this kind of a derabonim, which is a lechas machshev, which is only a gzer derabonim, which is not a malacha derabonim, which is just an issue of zilzul, so therefore, there's no issue of segregation. Just like the Chumash Nesheh says, there's no issue of segregation at all by any derabonim. We don't want to pass it this way. Why don't we pass it this way? Because we'll say that the stamma derabonim is too chomer to apply that principle. But perhaps, when it comes to this kind of derabonim, which is not an issue of maisa, then we can suggest that suffix segregation l'sha'avar would be mutter. Why? Because malechus machsheves takes the guts out of the prohibition. It's not a maisa malacha d'oraisa. It's not a maisa malacha d'rabbanan. It's not even a maisa aver of exer d'rabbanan. It's some kind of a low-level zilzul type of an iser. Even those who hold a typical segregation of the Rabbanon would, a typical Rabbanon would not be allowed, but the typical Rabbanon, they would say, is a regular Maisa Aveira, but this particular one, where it lacks the Melechus Machsheves, and Rabbi Kivega said, not even a Maisa Aveira at all, even with the Rabbanon is Usur, not the Torah's Maisa Aveira, even though all the Rabbanon is all Maisa Aveira, not this one, and therefore, not a Maisa Aveira, we understand why it's Mutter, and there's no Easter of Southern segregation at all, and therefore, through Malachas Machshemes, it becomes a double shade of Miskavim. So why is it mutter double shade of Miskavim? Not because Malachas Machshemes. Machshemes only partners you. But once Malachas Machshemes makes into a Adisa Zilzel, not a Maisa Veira, not going to be mutter double shade of Miskavim, and the wisdom of segregation. Rabosa, I think it's a nice lumpus. We'll stop here. And tomorrow, we'll continue in the same Chakira over and over again, in the Sugam segregation. Okay.